Chapter: The True Colours of Sunset. The frightening creature paced around the circle, laughing at the crowd of scared students. Her hair and tail seemed like they were made of fire, with flames licking up around her and the gnarled horn on her head. Her massive dragon-like wings extended out behind her, and her skin was tinted red. As she looked around the gym, an expression of contempt flashed across her sickly green eyes. The creature threw her head back and cackled. She raised her clawed hands and shot two fireballs out. They hit Snips and Snails, instantly transforming them into hybrid creatures as well. They each sprouted wings, giving them a sort of an evil boy Pegasus look. Chills went down Twilight's spine. Was this Sunset Shimmer's true form? All this time, she'd thought Sunset was just some pony from Canterlot, which was clearly not the case. Whatever she was not friendly. But she had the crown, and now she was terrorising the school for real. There was only one thing left to do. Twilight lunged for the sunset creature, but the thing shot two more fireballs in Twilight's direction, both of which she narrowly avoided by ducking. Sunset laughed.
I have to say, I am really disappointed in all of you. I've had to jump through so many hoops tonight to get my hands on this crown, and it really should have been mine all along. But let's let bygones be bygones. I am your princess now, and you will be loyal to me.
The girls watched in horror as Sunset approached a group of students who were cowering in the corner of the gym. She shot a few more blasts of fire, and suddenly they were all like zombies. Their bodies looked stiff and their eyes were glazed red. Sunset turned to Snips and Snails.
Round them up and bring them to the portal.
Then she turned to Twilight and her friends, a big smile on her face.
Spoiler alert! I was bluffing back there when I said I was going to destroy the portal. I don't want to rule this pathetic little high school. I want Equestria. And with my own little teenage army behind me, I'm going to get it.
No, Twilight stood up. You're not.
Oh, please. I have magic and you have nothing.
Rainbow Dash was the first to stand up behind Twilight, arms crossed.
She has us, Applejack joined in, followed by Pinkie Pie, Rarity and Fluttershy.
Sunset Shimmer feigned shock.
OMG! The gang really is all back together again. It's just like freshman year.
She walked up to Pinkie Pie, who was doing her best to put on a tough face.
Now step aside! Twilight has tried to interfere with my plans one too many times already. She needs to be dealt with.
If they were anything like her Ponyville friends, Twilight knew that they wouldn't abandon her now. Sure enough, Sunset Shimmer fired a blast of fiery red light at them, but the girls all clasped hands and braced themselves for the worst.
What is happening?
Yelled Sunset Shimmer, as the six girls rose up into the air. They became enveloped in a bright white light. When they landed on the ground again, each girl's hair had grown out into long ponytails and they had real pony ears. Plus Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash now had wings and Rarity was sporting a unicorn horn. The white light then passed through Twilight. She also rose up into the air, spun around, and landed with her own horn and wings. Twilight breathed a sigh of relief. Even though Twilight wasn't completely transformed to her pony self, she already felt better. Well, as good as she could feel for someone in a gym full of zombie students and a scary fire monster.
I don't understand,
Sunset Shimmer cried out in despair. Twilight stepped forward, head held high. She gestured at her friends, who were looking at one another in awe. Rainbow Dash was trying to flap her wings, but the rest stood frozen. The magic contained in my element was able to unite with those that helped create it. The same elements that exist in Equestria can be found in this world. Honesty, kindness, laughter, generosity and loyalty. Together with the crown, they create a power beyond anything you could imagine. But it is a power that you don't have the ability to control. Twilight pointed to the monster. The crown may be upon your head, Sunset Shimmer, but you cannot wield it, because you do not possess the most powerful magic of all, the magic of friendship. It is the only magic that can truly unite us all. Apparently, they were magic words, because as soon as she'd said them, Twilight and her friends rose up together once more. A powerful blast of rainbow light surged from them, striking Sunset Shimmer. The crown tumbled off her head and onto the ground, and the spell was broken at last.